Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Grave Mistake by Nio Marsh, published by Collins in 1978. Today is all about ghosts from the past, inheritances, and a valuable stamp. Sybil Foster is twice widowed, wealthy, and the life of the party. But Sybil is horrified when her daughter starts to spend far too much time with the wrong man, the son of a local newcomer and millionaire. The man Sybil has chosen for her daughter is a peer and considerably more suitable. And then her troublesome, snooping stepson reappears to loaf around the house. But then again, she has found herself the most wonderful new gardener. But behind the parties and concerns for her daughter, Sybil is feeling a little bit under the weather and checks herself into a fashionable health retreat, basically a nice hotel with a medical staff, for a little rest. Sybil may be many things, but she's not the type to commit suicide. So when her friend Verity Preston learns of the news of her friend's death at the health retreat, she's very suspicious. And she's especially suspicious of the doctor who informed her, a man whom Verity knew in her past, but who she's loath to unveil and revisit their old history. Verity is not the only one who suspects foul play, and Chief Superintendent Allen and Detective Fox arrive in the small village from Scotland Yard to investigate. As the two outsiders delve deeper, they find fake identities, altered wills, secret maps, and an extra body inside a grave. Allen and Fox must filter through all the lies and deceits to uncover who murdered Sybil Foster and who had the most to gain from her death. Now, this is the first Nio Marsh book I've ever read. I was tempted to seek her out after reading an article about the queens of classic crime, which include Agatha Christie, Dorothy L. Sayers, and Marjorie Allingham. I'm not as familiar with Marsh and Allingham, so I decided to seek them out. Now, this book starts off rather slow, spending a lot of time with the village of Upper Quinton, outlining the different quirky characters and their dinner parties and their problems finding a good gardener. While I enjoyed this insight into village life, I was really rather wondering when the murder was coming. Now, this is a very different approach to the often cited advice for writing crime, which is to ensure that there's a dead body on the first chapter, if not the first page. Now, Grave Mistake is the 30th, yes, 30, novel by Nio Marsh to feature Roderick Allen as a detective. Allen is a smooth and polite detective, ingratiating his way into people's stories and catching them off guard to reveal their secrets. I found the banter between Allen and his offsider Fox some of the best scenes in the book. And as a whole, the dialogue is absolutely the best part of this book, and that's what really kept me engaged with the story. Some of the plot lines and the plot elements are very familiar, especially the discovery of a second body inside the grave. Maybe it's an unfortunate coincidence that I also happened to be listening to a Dorothy L. Sayers BBC audio drama of her book, The Nine Tailors, with a similar problem to solve. Regardless, it was the dialogue which made this book especially enjoyable, especially as the two detectives navigated their way through the quirky characters and their lies to find the truth. So if you like funny little English villages, witty banter, no good stepsons, very quiet talking young ladies, and treasures buried at the bottom of the garden, I recommend Grave Mistake by Nio Marsh. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.